What?
Kind of different kinds of soil that you might have in the field.
You could have clay, red clay. That's not really clay anymore. And you may have soft dirt. That was me.
Yeah.
Soft dirt. It's more easier to plant because the ground's not so hard. And then hard dirt.
Well, what about if it's poor soil? And it's kind of sandy, more like sand and clay mixed together. Did you have a name for that?
No.
Yeah, okay. Then if it was rich soil and real black, and it was, I guess it'd be, this is kind of a wetland. Any name for that?
Black.
Okay, what would that mean to you? Does rich black soil,
yeah,
right?
It would be something good to plant it in. Because it's so rich and fun.
Do you have any streams or rivers around your
house? Baxter's Creek.
What's that?
My mom's people are Baxter's, so they're laughing in Baxter's. And so, we all live, I talk in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And my grandmother owns about 300 or 400 acres of land right around. And back behind one of my aunt's house is a big old set of woods because her and me and all. And there's a creek that runs through the land. And we always go down there and play in it. And there's big banks on both sides of it. So the kids always slide down and we get croaker sacks.
Really?
Yeah, get the top of the hill. I'd slide down and go in the water.
Okay.
And then climb back up the other side and slide down there.
Y'all have a rope or anything?
Oh, yeah,
we swim out. I love that. We used to have big, those big old ropes that they hold ships.
Mm-hmm, those big, deep ones.
Yeah. And then swing out there in the lake.
And then about kill yourself.
Yeah.
Especially ours because it's not real big,
Yeah.
Way out there and you drop and you'll
be water level kind of low this time of year.
Yeah, we always dam it out and buff in,
yeah.
To keep the water, and so it'll make it real deep. And then we'll get a branch out and we'll tie the rope around it and swing out there and land in it. But by the time we fall in a couple times, bam's done broken. When it's over again, I have to do all over again.
Sounds like fun.
Hi.
Any other kind of streams that you have around your place? Neighborhood and city and friends?
Oh, yeah. Well, not really.
Southern accent.
It's the same for me. But of course, we have a couple of lakes, public lakes, that everybody goes fishing in. Right down from our, about a mile from our house. There used to be a big mill, a water mill that was there.
Yeah.
And it got really, it broke down there. But the water is pretty big, about waist deep. And we go fishing there. My wife's there. Spunky. I go to the pump to get there.
Really? What was the water wheel used for?
Okay.
Is it what?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
The mill was...
It was a mill, okay.
Yeah. I didn't call that mill. Okay. Mill, Kevin. They used to...
ground corn and whatnot.
I like to go down there. It's neat, that's what... I'm always fascinated with mills, because I'm never interested in all that much. But this one is old now, but I remember when I was real small, we used to go up there when it was still working. And you could go in, and you could walk out on the ledge, and you look straight down, and you're over the water, you know? And you go, oh,
Is it still turned, or is it not used?
It's broke down. A lot of the boards are missing out of the wheels. I think the wheels aren't even there anymore. I think it fell in. But,